With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made with the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
Moncrief on News Talk.
As you may have seen, Bank of Ireland is going to offer what they call a trading down loan, or what to the rest of us you might call a bridging loan. And the reason why this is significant is because it's the first time a major bank has offered such a financial product since the boom. Yes, there is a serious cost of living crisis, but for some people at least, have things become a little boomier? News Talk's Blue Shirts Getting Up in the Morning correspondent Henry McKean has been out approaching well-dressed people to see how they're doing. Good afternoon, Henry.
Yeah, good afternoon. Is the Celtic Tiger back? You remember those brilliant days, don't you? Those velvety curtain days, those Mini Coopers, getting a loan for no reason, walking into the bank and saying, can I have a mortgage? No problem.
Can I have a mortgage 14 times the value of the house I'm going to buy? Yeah.
No, I remember looking for a mortgage back then. I think I was looking for about 300,000 and they said, no, we're going to offer you 450,000. So they wanted to give you the money. And yeah. I didn't get the mortgage, by the way, in the end, I didn't go for it. And we all partied, as the late Finance Minister Brian Lenihan said back in 2008. But did we? Did we all party?
I don't think everybody partied. Some people partied.
Like I partied. Yeah. I didn't get a Mini Cooper. But I did go on shopping trips to New York, which is slightly shameful. But I did that for no reason.
To that, you know, they'd go out to, there was some big shopping centre outside New York everybody used to.
Oh, there was some outlet centre, yes. No, I never made it to that. I just did Fifth Avenue. I went all in.
Oh, okay, right.
And Tiffany's.
Okay, yes. The cheap parts, yes. Okay.
Tony Manhattan.
Is TK Maxx on Fifth Avenue? I don't think so.
But yeah, let's hear from people young and old, all with different experiences. And we'll start with the young people.
It's kind of back in different areas. It's not back to where it was before. But I suppose in terms of money and disposable income, it's you get increase in wages and it goes out then in other goods then, do you know.
And whereabouts in Ireland are you from?
I'm from Kildare.
Is the boom back in Kildare?
Kind of, yeah. You know, there's a lot of houses being built and all that, and a lot of employment opportunities going on in Kildare. But again, back to that question, it's not back to where it was.
Do you have money in your pocket, or do you have money inside your digital wallet these days, as opposed to an actual wallet?
Not really. No, it's something like it's kind of gone on to digital and all that as well again. But I have a. Like, you'd have income, like, you know, but it's paycheck to paycheck again.
So you're not rich?
No, don't. Far from it.
You can't go and buy a Mini Cooper?
No, no hope. Remortgage the house for it.
Do you have money in your pocket?
No. I don't. I spend it all on my car.
You have a car. What sort of car do you have?
Audi A1.
So is the boom back for you? Are things going well?
I definitely think with the rise in, like, minimum wage, that's why I find it easier to, like, save up for my car.
But they were great. They were great times out, eating, drinking, shopping. Yeah.
So lots of shopping. Did you go Christmas shopping in New York?
I did, actually, yes.
So they were the
and
good
to
old
Boston.
Days.
Yeah, they were fantastic.
And to Boston.
Yeah. But I definitely see a downturn now. You can even see how quiet it is.
You think there's a downturn?
Yeah, definitely.
And did you buy a property in Bulgaria?
No, I wish.
So you're out shopping.
Yeah.
You're doing a little bit of Christmas shopping, but you're being cautious. You're
absolutely
not saying the boom is back, even though you've been to Brown Thomas.
You pick and choose and you buy specifically as opposed to go mad.
So you're cautious?
Yes, absolutely.
So you don't feel there's a boom?
I don't. I definitely think there's a downturn. I can see it hugely.
How was the boom for you?
Well,
how was the Celtic Tiger?
Yeah, I mean, we had fun. We did a lot of things that we probably wouldn't have done. But we were caught badly with other things like the property market. which we shouldn't have probably invested in, but you know.
So you bought some property?
Yeah, and lost out. Yeah, okay, lost out on stuff, yeah.
Tough few years afterwards.
I really feel they were very tough years for so many families, and you never really knew what was going on in anybody's life, really, because everybody was kind of nearly ashamed of it. That was hard because we kind of hid a lot, but we were kind of peddling under the water, if you know what I mean, under the water. Yeah.
Is the boom back now?
Yeah, I think it's good times again, but definitely, I certainly would say we're much more cautious now. Bit of money, yeah.
But you're not a millionaire.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, like, obviously property prices are through the roof now, but like yes. no one's going into the bank and being offered massive mortgages or anything. So
yeah,
it's not.
You've, like as Bob Hope used to say, you've got to prove to the bank you don't need the loan to get the loan. They are really, really quite strict. But for many out there, for many listeners, for many young people, the boom is back, especially for people who work in tech. They'd have no problem going in and buying one of these new flats or apartments.
If you're trying to buy a house, mm-hmm. that seems like they're building apartments like Billio. Now, they're yes. not cheap, of course, but like try to get yourself a 3-bedroom semi-D or a 4-bedroom. Like that's close to impossible.
Oh, it's
people
huge
are killing
money.
Each other to get that.
It's
stuff.
Huge money across the city. I mean, you know, I think a 3-bed in somewhere like Donnybrook or Dublin 4 is 1 million, and then a 3-bed anywhere else in the city is 500,000.
For a 3-bed, that's crazy.
Prices are extremely high. Here is a estate agent.
Hi, my name is David Brock. I'm from Brock Dunlap Estate Agents.
David, you remember the boom, you remember the crash, and yep. now is the boom back?
Oh God, I'm still scarred from the crash, Henry, but I kind of remember the boom. Is the boom back? From my perspective, during the boom, everyone seemed to want to be a landlord. It was a kind of almost a status symbol of how many properties you own. Now no one wants to be a landlord. And it's definitely not a status symbol. No one kind of talks about being a landlord, even though the rents are much higher now than they were back during the boom.
And during the boom, rents weren't high at all, and landlords weren't making much money. Now rents are higher, but you're saying landlords, they want out.
Yeah, there's just a negative sentiment around landlords being a landlord, being involved in properties. You know, there's a lot of negativity surrounding that.
We're looking over the skyline of Dublin right now. Are the houses and apartments behind us, have they reached boom time levels? Is the boom back?
Yeah, the prices are coming back to boom time levels, all right. We have an apartment up in Drumcondra, and they bought it during the boom at 455. I kind of thought that was a very strong price. Didn't think we'd get it. We're now up at 425, and it's kind of trending towards getting to 455. But if you'd look at that, that just means there's been no growth in the last 20
Nearly
years.
Nearly 20 years.
Yeah, so that's one way of looking at it.
House prices, though, they've pretty much gone past Celtic Tiger prices, have they? Compared to apartments, nearly?
Yeah, in some cases they have. These things don't always run a straight line. But the lending rates you're getting today aren't as preferable as those that were being given out during the Celtic Tiger, where you get interest-only loans, there was trackers, all this kind of good stuff.
David Brock, your memories of the Celtic Tiger?
Well, it was fun. Definitely fun. And then the crash was a bit of a rebalance. It swung kind of too far the other way, you know, and now here we are. It's more of a digital time now.
Yeah. It's funny the way he says, it was fun. But I think probably a lot of people might look back and go, what kind of idiots were we, really? Now, I know we were told to be idiots, and we were all encouraged to be idiots, and people were going, my house is now worth, 700 grand, and then 2 weeks later it's worth,
the nation won the lot. We won the lotto. We all won the lotto because we could go into a bank and they would give us credit cards, they would give us loans, they would give us basically 0% mortgages, interest-free mortgages, and 100% mortgages, I should say. And there was so much money sloshing around, but it was all fake money. It was all on the never-never. That was the kind of the fun part.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to worry about tomorrow.
Woodbury Common, that was the name of the outlet in New York. I'm sure it's still there.
Have you been?
No. Somebody just texted in to say the name of it. We're both working full-time with two kids in childcare. No boom for us. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, was childcare so expensive during the boom? I can't remember.
Well,
whether it was now, because now it's another mortgage.
I think
mortgage.
People were just partying so hard, they just forgot about their children.
And left them at home with some takeaway. We used to eat out once a week, but things have gotten so expensive, we do it once a month now. Even the cost of takeaways is so much more expensive than it used to be. I think if you have regular jobs with no bonuses, then you do feel it. You're almost left behind. On what planet, says somebody else, is this a boom time? Somebody else says the boom is boomier than ever. Property and rent are bonkers. They are. But then again, you hear about so many landlords don't want, or landladies don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah,
really,
isn't it? You're right. They don't. And the cost of living. Yeah. And if you are a landlord, you've got all these hidden, you've got to pay tax on it and all the rest of it. And the public people out there make out that you're evil if you're a landlord, and you're not. You could have been an accidental landlord.
Yeah.
You could have bought it in the boom years and then the crash.
Oh, yeah. Someone says destination weddings are back. Surely that says it all.
Yes.
And even in Ireland, the amount of money people are paying for weddings is absolutely bonkers.
I think some people are paying 80 to 100,000 and they have wedding planners and they have extra flowers and you name it. They have the works. But you're right. Prices are four times they were 4 years ago since Ukraine was invaded by Russia. Four times some things have gone up. I mean, we're talking massive, massive costs for many, many people.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about nightclubs.
And yeah.
You in Reynards not having to queue.
Yeah. yes. Okay. Fess up. I didn't have to queue to get into Reynards.
And you know, now Reynards says a lot is a bank. It's now a bank.
Yeah,
and where the dance floor is now basically
what kind
an
of,
office.
What bank is it?
AIB.
Is it?
So it's gone.
Because it just struck me, when you go up Dame Street in Dublin, there's so many banks closed down that they're now turning into restaurants.
Well, I mean, it's when I say it's a bank, they're bank offices, but you can't go in there and get
right.
your ATM card.
Yeah.
But it's AIB now are in that building. Here is it says a lot.
I wonder, did they do swabs on the walls before they moved everyone in?
Well, the place had to be hosed down, that's for sure. But here is Ronan Rogerson from Drury Buildings on Drury Street. And we ask, is the boom back?
I think there's a very different vibe than the boom in you
very
know,
different.
Completely different. Like, people have shifted. They're not drinking the same as they were 15 years ago, where it was all champagne and, you know, it was very bling.
So you remember those bling times, the champagne, the silk curtains, the cash in your pocket, going home after a night out with loads of coins because you'd spent so much money,
yeah,
and
for
cash
sure.
was king. We're not back there, you don't think?
No, absolutely not. No. And I think people are starting, you know, you see a lot of stout being drunk again, particularly by younger people and younger women as well.
Why are they drinking stout? It could be Beamish, it could be Murphy's, it could be Guinness.
It could be Guinness. I think they've... There was obviously during COVID, you couldn't get stout. So that was a big drive when we came out of lockdown, that everybody wanted what they couldn't get at home, which was draft stout. And that has then in turn created a new generation of people who have moved away from, you know, expensive cocktails and you know, premium products. Like, the gin movement seems to have slowed down, where everybody was drinking premium gin and premium tonic. And I think that, again, is back to COVID. They had so much of that at home in those 2 years of lockdown that they're now, they've completely moved away from that as a drink.
Ronan, we're coming into the Christmas period. You'll be busy and lots of bars will be busy. Do you think you'll see a little bit of a boom, or are people cautious what they order? You're saying they're not going for the cocktails unless it's a special occasion.
I think they will be when their company's paying for it. I certainly know my guys do.
So if someone else is paying, they will
they'll be back drinking the cocktails, but I think it's not quite the same as it was before on the, you know, themselves.
Are people still having very late nights like in the boom?
Definitely not. What we've noticed this year is that a lot of people are looking for earlier tables. So the tables that people want are at 5 and 6 o'clock, not the kind of 8:30 and 9 o'clock tables. Like, even some of my own crew, they were delighted that we could get a Christmas dinner at 5 o'clock because they wanted to be home in bed by 9.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. We are a retired couple with good pensions, and we are often shocked to see how our nieces and nephews spend their money, new cars, holidays and restaurants. For a certain cohort working in finance, tech and pharma, it seems as if the money will never run out. People are being offered packages and walking away with serious cash in their pocket. Another texter says, I feel it's going back way back to days when eating out was a special occasion and you saved all year for a decent holiday. Someone else says, don't forget the banks did a good job of making sure that they got their money back. People's loans were insured, so they got that money. They got their house and they got bailed out by the taxpayer. We're never going to win against the banks because it's set up for their benefit, not ours.
Yeah.
Never a truer word. Mm. The boom is back for dinks, double income, no kids. If you're an average family with childcare costs and large grocery bills, you're struggling to get by. And someone else says, I think if you bought your house 10 years ago, then the boom is back as you've made so much money and have paid off a chunk of the mortgage. If you want to trade up or down, you're still stuck as our first time buyers paying big rent and trying to save. Indeed. Well, you could, like, I suppose there's probably maybe a cohort of people who are in the, they bought their house maybe longer than 10 years ago and kids have moved out and then they want to downsize, but it's tricky to do that because it's tricky to find a place to downsize to, you know.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
And when you mentioned these trading down loans, it is hard. And David Brock says that downsizes are more really of a concept. The reality is that someone only downsizes after the death of a spouse. And this only happens occasionally. Old people prefer to rattle around in big family homes. It's what they know and it's what they feel most comfortable.
Yeah.
And it's true. And like that, for me, Sean, during the boom, I used to shop in a place called Gentleman Please. I think that's what it's called. It was in Glastool. And I used to wear chinos.
Are you sure that's what it was called?
I think it was called Gentleman Please.
There wasn't some other establishment called Gentleman Please that you used to go into. Maybe much later in the night.
And slip-ons as well.
Gentlemen, please.
And, you know, I used to drink Carlsberg. And by the way, people still drink Carlsberg.
I don't think that's a boom thing.
Well,
really.
Yeah, no.
Actually, somebody's texting to say, when fat frogs and double vodka and Red Bull return, then the boom is back.
Oh, I remember then the quadruple vodkas and Red Bulls.
Oh,
yes.
Jesus. Pints are £7, cocktails are £14. Who can afford to go out for drinks? Well, good point. Yeah.
Oh, it's hugely expensive. But we do meet a lad called Daryl Henley Rooney, and he is the deputy curator of the Little Museum of Dublin. He's in his early 30s. He was in a suit. He looked like a millionaire. And I asked him, are you a millionaire?
I wish I did have $1 million. No, this suit might look good. In fact, I purchased this in the St. Vincent de Paul in Rathfarnham Village. I paid a tailor to have it dickied up and tailored to my size. And what is a couple of hundred euro suit cost me about €70 for this suit.
So you've got a proper tailored suit. And not only that, you gave to charity because you bought it in St. Vincent de Paul. So it was like a circular economy. You're trying.
Exactly.
So you're not rich then?
I'm not rich, even if I look it. I suppose one of the great ironies, and you're asking about, you know, is the boom back? Certain respects it is, in certain respects it isn't. Troy Parrott has, you know, certainly gotten us closer to a World Cup. So it might feel like the sporting boom is back, bringing us to the good old days of Italia 90 and World Cup 2002. But in other respects, you know, myself and my fiancée are living with her parents. You know, and that works out well because I get on with my in-laws. But it's kind of one of the great ironies of where we're at today, Henry, is the fact that, you know, it reminds me of my grandparents living in Kimmage, living in Crumlin, when they were living in multi-generational houses with, you know, their own parents and their children. And so, you know, we're going back there in a very odd way, but we're obviously far better off financially than we were in the 50s.
Even though we're all living under one roof, like those days of basically poverty, it was tough back then in the 50s.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even thinking about my own father, you know, growing up in Crumlin, I mean, there was a time where his own grandfather lived in the house. They had a two-bedroom house in Crumlin, and he shared a bedroom with his sister, his brother, and his parents. And that wasn't long ago, you know, that's in the 70s, you know. But in a strange way, we're going back there, and, you know, it, in some ways, it's nice having those intergenerational encounters, but in others, you know, people are being deprived of a future as well.
So for you to escape, you need to go to one of your Italian 90 rooms in the Little Museum of Dublin.
We do, and I think the nostalgia piece is important, Henry, and think about the past in general is important in a sort of a philosophical way, because it reminds us of where we were, where we are, and where we hope to be in the future. And I think, yeah, you know, there is a lot to be said for, you know, people, and certainly particularly of my generation. Sometimes I have to remind myself, you know, maybe I shouldn't go out for the smashed avocado and poached eggs on a Saturday morning. You know, maybe I'd be better off if I didn't treat myself, you know. So I think there's a lot of elements to it, Henry. I think we're being priced out of a housing market, people of my generation. But we're given the illusion of grandeur and wealth, when I think in terms of our bang for our buck, it isn't always there necessarily.
One texter says, I took over the family farm during the boom, wanted to buy a decent tractor, i.e. second hand. Went to my bank for a loan, met a young kid straight out of college who tried to convince me to buy a new one, which was triple the price of a second-hand one. I said no, and he was hugely disappointed. I'm sure he got over it. I'm sure he convinced somebody else that day to buy something they didn't really need either. That's some interview. We were all drinking champagne and spending like there was no tomorrow. Hilarious. What do they think the rest of the country were doing? Another texter says, no one going out where I live. Too expensive. Prefer to have my gin and tonic at home by the fire anyway, and don't get ripped off or else to a bar or restaurant. And another texter says, my company has started back doing team building activities. I think it is trying to motivate people back to the office, but it feels like a waste of money. Well, it's their money to waste, I suppose, really. So who else were you talking to, Henry?
Yeah, so we reach out to the financial planner, Owen McGee, and he's joining us now from outside Cork.
Is there a boom going on in Ireland? Do you know what? There is always a boom going on in Ireland for some people. This is how an economy works. Economies go through cycles. There's times when the economy is flying ahead and everyone's on the bandwagon. Well, I'll correct that. Almost everyone is on the bandwagon and people are doing well. And then there are times when the economy is slow and things aren't going so well and more people are feeling the pinch. But it actually doesn't matter what stage of the cycle we are in. There will always be people who are booming and there will always be people who are struggling. And from time to time, the spotlight shines on different sections of society, and it can often make some of us feel totally left out, that the economy is running away without us. And what I would say is, particularly at this time of year, it's about being aware of the people around you. You might be doing okay, but others mightn't. Or maybe you are in the middle of it and you're enjoying it and there's no guilt to be found in that. If you're having a good time and things are going well for you, you should be enjoying it and there should be no guilt about that. So, are we in a boom? Where parts of society are always in a boom. Are we about to go into a recession? Is there a big bust coming? The answer to that, there always is a bust coming, because every 3 to 5 years, the economy resets itself. And unfortunately, that's what the way it's been for about 100 years now. Every 3 to 5 years, we've had a reset. And I suspect it'll be like that for the next 100 years, too.
There you go. Owen McGee there telling us that there is a boom and a recession simultaneously. It's Schrodinger's economy, if you like. Henry, thanks a million as ever.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Four seasons greetings to you all.